And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday, the 2nd of July, 2013. It was on this day in 1961 that Ernest Hemingway committed suicide in Ketchum, Idaho. He'd had trouble writing since he'd participated in World War II. He'd been struggling to write a long novel called The Sea Book, but it wasn't coming together, so he was only able to publish a small part of it called The Old Man and the Sea in 1952. But it got great reviews and won the Pulitzer Prize. He was still frustrated that all he'd been able to produce was a small novella. And then in 1953, he decided to go on safari in Africa, and he was badly injured in two separate plane crashes. He never really recovered from his injuries. He began to drink more and more. He wrote many pages about his experiences in Africa, but published none of it. And then in 1956, he found a trunk of old manuscripts and notebooks from his early days in Paris, and that turned into A Movable Feast about the period of his life just before he became famous. Almost as soon as he finished it, he began to suffer from insomnia and depression. He had problems with his eyes, he was losing his hair, and he'd come down with a skin condition. He also became obsessed with the idea that he was under FBI surveillance. His wife thought he was losing his mind, but in fact, FBI records would later show that they did have him under surveillance and even interviewed his psychiatrist. But he finally decided to check into the Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota, where he was subjected to electroshock therapy. The treatment did not help his depression, and he hated it. He wrote in a letter, "What is the sense of ruining my head and erasing my memory, which is my capital, and putting me out of business?" Doctors at the Mayo Clinic decided to release him on June 26 of that year. He went back to the house where his wife was staying in Ketchum, Idaho. And on the morning of July 2nd, he got up early, found his favorite shotgun, and in the foyer of the house shot himself before his wife had woken up. She later said that the noise that woke her sounded like a drawer slamming shut. On this day in 1962, the first Walmart store opened for business in Rogers, Arkansas. Founder Sam Walton placed the early stores in rural areas to avoid competition with urban powerhouses like Kmart and Sears, and within 5 years he had opened 24 stores throughout Arkansas. Walmart is now the world's largest corporation with annual revenues higher than Switzerland's gross national product. And it's the birthday of the first African-American to serve as a Supreme Court Justice, Thurgood Marshall, born in Baltimore in 1908. Marshall became the legal director of the NAACP, and of the 32 cases he argued for that organization, he won 29. His biggest case was the landmark Brown versus Board of Education in 1954. He went on to serve as an appeals court judge under Kennedy, and Johnson appointed him to the Supreme Court in 1967. Thurgood Marshall, who said, "None of us got where we are solely by pulling ourselves up by our bootstraps. We got here because somebody, a parent, a teacher, an Ivy League crony, or a few nuns, bent down and helped us pick up our boots." And here's a poem by Kay Ryan, "Bad Day." Not every day is a good day for the elfin tailor. Some days the stolen cloth reveals what it was made for, a handsome waistcoat or the jerkin of an elfin sailor. Other days the tailor sees a jacket in his mind and sets about to find the fabric. But some days, neither the idea nor the material presents itself, and these are hard days for the tailor elf. Bad Day by Kay Ryan from her book Say Uncle, published by Grove Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. This is Billy Collins, hoping you will join us next time here on the Writer's Almanac.